And then the statement, in olden times, the confession of sins, grave sins, was imposed only to, know what kind of what they called canonical penance the priest is to impose. Sisters, in the early church, in many parts of the world, if a husband confessed adultery, he could be given the penance of abstaining from marital intercourse for 7 years. Now we'll see more about this, because some of those severe penances were never intended by the popes, but there they were. And again, same definition. It is not lawful to confess venial sins. That is heresy. To say, and the confession of venial sins is not lawful, that is heresy. We're going to talk more about frequent confession before, I leave Calcutta. But I cannot tell you valuable would be an understatement. I could not live without frequent confession. And in the society of Jesus, and this is St. Ignatius, almost 500 years ago, Jesuit priests are told to go to confession, salt him at least once a week. In other words, we are told a rule of life to go more than once a week. That's our rule. Now the duty, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, number 8, the duty. If anyone says that the confession of all sins is impossible, or that each and all of the faithful of Christ of either sex are not bound, thereunto, that we are not bound to go to confession, let him be excommunicated. If anyone says that the confession of all sins is impossible, or that each and all of the faithful of Christ of either sex are not bound to confess, anyone who says that, let him be excommunicated. In giving retreats to priests, I mainly insist every priest goes to confession when he retreats to lay people. For example, during the summers, beginning in May, before Mother's Day, retreat for men, starting on Wednesday night, all day Thursday, all day Friday, all day Saturday, and we finish on Sunday morning. I tell them, every one of you must go to confession. And we have priests available when your confession time is available. I cannot begin to tell you what a precious gift is this sacrament, and not only for the removal of mortal sins. Now, absolution. Another defined article of the faith. If anyone says that the sacramental absolution of the priest is not a judicial act, but a mere pronouncing and declaring that the sins are forgiven, or says that the confession of the penitent is not necessary in order that the priest may be able to absolve him. Once more, let him be anathema or excommunicated. Copies of this will be distributed. What are we saying? The priest's absolution is not merely telling the person, your sins are forgiven. No, no. The priest must say, I absolve you. Ego te absolvo. Moreover, if anyone claims that the confession is not necessary so the priest may be able to know what he is absolving the person from, and this is why, sisters, it is very important when you go to confession to speak loud enough and clear enough and slow enough for the priest to hear what you are confessing. And if the confessional is not soundproof enough, well, get soundproof confessionals. I repeat, confessions should be made out loud. But these are my sins. Sorry, my dear. They are your sins. But the priest must hear what you're saying. And by now you know, I turn with my hearing aid. And even so, strain to hear, because that's what absolution means. Absolution means being absolved from the sins which you have confessed. But you're not really confessing. You're just talking to yourself. Unless a priest can both hear you and understand you. Two, three, six, number 10.